quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is the Rebel Heart edition of Dynamite, and we have six segments announced for the show. We'll tell you about everything that takes place tonight. We have got NXT from last night. Filthy Tom is going to join us here today, and we will do the NXT television report. We have got a lot of shows coming up this weekend. There is Triple Mania Night 1 and Night 2 leading into the Raw in Mexico next Monday with Roman Reigns and Penta for the World Heavyweight title, and Chad Gable and Dragon Lee for the Intercontinental title. We also have some more notes on the passing of Andy Williams, including a statement from the police about everything that went down. We'll talk to Tom about him as well. We've got Mark Shapiro talking about pay and adjustment of pay for WWE wrestlers and UFC fighters. Got Nick Khan talking about WrestleMania plans. You know what would be a good thing for WrestleMania 43? A date. But that's another matter. We got WWE and Disney potentially doing some stuff together, some New Japan and Stardom notes, and of course, as noted, the NXT TV report. So a lot to get into today with Tom. If you would like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm Ron Barr, and for a long time, I've been looking for a sport hat that's colorful, distinctively different, well-constructed, and makes a bold statement. I've finally found one. Check out allinlid.com, and you'll see what I mean. They're made with premium materials, breathable, waterproof, and built to stay comfortable all day, whether you're golfing, working out, on the water, or just wearing them around town. All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. That's allinlid.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. U.S. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today, and it looks like we're matching today. Nice thing for a partner to do, is except you don't have a nice collar, but that's all right.
It's a creamy Wednesday.
It is a creamy Wednesday. Now, before we get into the frivolity, I do want to give you a chance to talk about Andy Williams, the Butcher, who passed away this weekend. We got a couple of updates on that. But first, how well did you know the Butcher?
I mean, I would consider him a friend. My first interaction with him would have been 2019. I believe we were actually supposed to wrestle on the first Josh Barnett's Bloodsport show, but due to scheduling conflicts, I was not there, but he messaged me and he messaged me on Instagram. Hey man, I'm a friend of Josh Barnett's. Not, hey, I'm Andy Williams.
Sure.
You know, not this or that. Hey, I'm a friend of Josh Barnett's. I can't wait to work with you. And, I had the pleasure of working against him and, the Blade at Limitless Wrestling. Probably 2018, 2019, in a match in which, well, unfortunately, I took the loss. Mm. I was pinned. But in retrospect, I'm very happy to have been in that match and lost to the Butcher and the Blade. I had the, I don't know how to say it. I don't know if it's the unfortunate or fortunate opportunity to call his last singles match, actually, which was against Josh Barnett. Yeah, against Josh Barnett early August for Produce Wrestling. So that's something that I will always be very proud and happy to have done. He was one of these guys who, it's just like, you know these kind of people, Brian. You see this person, you see their name on a show, you show up at the show and you're just happy to see him under any circumstance. And he was that type of guy. I mean, I can look back and, you know, it's not like we're best friends. I mean, he really has no reason to even be contacting me, but he's reaching out to me when I was injured, you know, asking how I was doing, telling me, hey, you know, you could talk to the Blade. He's had similar surgeries too, asking me if I'm okay. He hit me up over the summer, asking me if I was ready to punch him in the face. And, unfortunately I never got another chance to do that, but I did get to see him, like I said, in that last match against Josh Barnett. Just, it sucks. You know, there's been an outpouring. You're not going to hear anybody say a bad word about the guy. I never heard him say a bad word about anybody. He was always fun to be around. And, you know, there's a lot of people who knew him a lot better than me, but just in the, you know, the interactions I had with him, an awesome guy. So RIP Andy Williams.
They're going to do a...
We lost a real one.
Celebration of life in Buffalo. The community is coming together Saturday, September 27th at Buffalo River Works. There's going to be live music, a tribute video. It is free to attend. Friends and family can get together. There's I Love Andy and Andy Williams Forever merchandise, which is available for pre-order. Proceeds will be donated by the Williams family to various charities and organizations of their choice. You can reserve tickets in advance. Stephen Brodsky and Adam McGrath of the band Cave-In, Dan O'Connor and Alan Day of 4 Year Strong, Anthony Green and more will be playing acoustic tributes. There was also a 10-bell salute for Andy at the Ring of Honor tapings in Jacksonville. Tony Khan spoke to the crowd about him. And, of course, tonight is a really interesting show because it is the Rebel Heart Dynamite, which is a fundraiser because she is battling ALS. But at the same time, they also have to pay tribute to Andy Williams, who has passed away. And they've got a whole bunch of matches booked. So I guess we're going to see what happens here tonight. But something will be done to pay tribute to the Butcher on the show tonight.
Now, that show's going to run a smorgasbord of emotions.
Yes. Now, there is one strange thing about what happened with Andy Williams. The police released a statement, and it says at 8:45 Saturday, Millvale Borough Police were dispatched to Mr. Small's Theater for a report of a male wrestler who, it says here, had struck his head on a ring post during a wrestling event. Now, that's kind of, I don't know, this whole thing is just kind of weird because...
Can I say something, Brian?
Yes.
Because to me, I don't think that you can take that as the word of what happened just because there's so much confusion going on at the time. I mean, when someone collapses, it could have been due to him hitting his head on a post in a routine spot. It could be due to a different medical condition, and then he fell and hit his head. You know,
well,
my father-in-law passed away early this year because he passed out and then fell and hit his head.
That's
a very common way to go.
I think that is what happened, because the report from the people there were that they finished the match and then he collapsed outside, and the report from the co-owner of the promotion was that he collapsed and hit his head on the floor. So it's possible he collapsed and hit his head on the floor. Maybe he collapsed and hit his head on the ring post. But, you know, they're going to do the autopsy to find out, because clearly there was something that happened that caused him to collapse. So the question is that what happened, or was it a combination of collapsing and then as he collapsed, he hit his head? I think that's what they're going to try to determine during the autopsy. But, you know, everybody did everything they could. I mean, there were doctors on staff. They were immediately giving him CPR. The AED was applied. I mean, I think
the one thing we can say, Brian, this is Enjoy Wrestling in Pittsburgh.
Which, their last show.
Yeah. Right. I mean, just, and from everything I've heard from other wrestlers, from other promoters, these are really good people.
So. Yes. I did hear from wrestlers who were on the show, and they were, you know, they were upset day of the show because there was a lot of stuff that got out that was inaccurate. And, you know, they wanted to make it clear that sometimes these things happen on indie shows and, like, there's no ambulance, there's no doctor, there's no nothing.
I've had to call 911 at a show, and this is like a big enough company. You'd think there'd be medical staff there, but.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone did everything that they could. Every report that we've got is that everybody did everything right. And who knows, but it's a very unfortunate situation, and all the best to his friends and family. And hopefully a lot of people can show up to the celebration, which is coming up on September 27th. Buffalo River Works. It'll be a celebration of life with music, tribute video, live bands, and plenty more. So all the best to everybody. A very sad story. And yes, tonight is Dynamite, and I think they'll do something for him. Right now, really, although this is the Rebel Heart edition of the show.
It's like a wild show.
I mean, the only thing they've announced for Rebel is her and Britt Baker are doing a waiting room segment with Persephone and Hikaru Shida.
I'm not sure. I mean, how much can Rebel be in front of the camera? You know,
Could be a pre-tape. Very well could be a pre-tape. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I would imagine she'll be on the live show, but for, you know, multiple segments, that might be tough.
Yeah.
Considering her physical condition.
All right, we'll talk more about Dynamite and et cetera after the break, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Philly Tom is joining us here today. So I did have someone message me, and this actually could probably clear everything up. So apparently in the Butcher match, they took him out of the match right before the finish by running him into the post. And somebody who was there said it was just a regular post shot, take the guy out. It was looked totally normal. So I think maybe during the confusion, you know, when he never got up from the post shot, I think maybe when 911 was called, there were people concerned that something had gone wrong with the post. So it looks like what happened was normal spot, and then when he tried to get up, he collapsed and hit his head on the floor, and then that kind of explains the different stories here. But apparently there will be another show?
Yeah, there is another Enjoy Wrestling show on the 4th of October at Taco Mania.
Taco Mania?
Yeah.
All right. So the rest of Rebel Heart Dynamite tonight. We have got, and by the way, the only thing that Rebel is advertised for at this point, like, this show is so weird. So we literally have been talking about this for weeks. Britt and Rebel are best friends. And so, like, we were talking, like, Britt's got to be on the show. But you don't want to debut her on the show because then you don't want to take attention away from. So they end up debuting her on the All In show, but she shows up as a heel. And so now, the one segment they've announced for Rebel at this point, and she may do more, but like the only thing they've announced is a waiting room segment where Rebel and Britt are going to have Persephone and Hikaru Shida as guests. So, I don't know, but it sounds to me like Rebel's supposed to be a heel. So, I guess we'll find out. But that's what's announced. And then Britt is wrestling as a heel. Yeah. She's wrestling as a heel with Thunder Rosa. No, it's Britt, Hikaru Shida, and Persephone. So the people they're interviewing, they're all wrestling as heels against Maya World, Hyun, and Thunder Rosa on the show. So, guys, I don't know what's going on, but that's what they're doing. We got Young Bucks versus Kyle Fletcher and Kevin Knight.
There's no way in hell they're getting booed, right? They have to get booed.
Why would they put him in with three baby faces?
Because in storyline sense, that's what they're doing in continuity.
You can't just make a different six-man for the Rebel Heart edition of the show.
No, you certainly could, possibly should. They should have to overcome some odds, you know? Maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe we're going to double turn tonight. Who knows?
I would hope so, because we got the Young Bucks versus Kyle Fletcher and Kevin Knight, which should be great. Steven Borden makes his Dynamite debut, teaming with Darby Allin versus Mark Davis and Josh Alexander. Can't have a better debut than that one.
I am surprised that it's done, not even on Dynamite, but on such a short build. Yeah. I mean, sure, he's been getting in and, you know, doing this angle with the Callis family, but they didn't announce him wrestling until this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a guy, I'll be honest, I could go watch some Steven Borden matches. I could go find them. They're on the internet. I don't want to. I want to see him debut in AEW and see what he's got. So they could have built this one up. I mean, I'm still going to watch it. But
everybody here is like, yeah, they're going to turn Britt Baker. They're going to all turn babyface. It's like Hikaru Shida is turning babyface tonight. Maya World is turning heel, and Hyun is turning heel, and Thunder Rosa are... No! That's not going to happen.
I mean, Persephone's a babyface, right?
Apparently she's not.
I was being facetious.
Yeah.
To me, she is.
To most people, she should be. I got a lot of questions about the heel and babyface thing in this business nowadays. Dave likes to say, situational. No, it's not.
Persephone's a heel.
You know what's situational about babyfaces and heels? Is the reaction of the crowd. Yes, obviously that's situational. But, like, we still have babyfaces and heels, or we're supposed to. There's a lot of problems on WWE television, and there's some problems in AEW as well. I mean, why is Persephone a heel? Why is Britt Baker a heel? I don't know.
Britt Baker got cheered.
I know. I could have told you that. She's been gone for 18 months. What do you think's going to happen when she comes back? Get booed? Of course not. The first day, you could bring back...
You know what? Maybe Maya World and Thunder Rosa and them are heels.
Oh, is that right?
I think you just convinced me.
Yeah,
the fans convinced me.
Swerve Strickland and the New Level will be facing the Conglomeration. Also an all babyfaces match. And Will Ospreay versus David Finlay in a title eliminator.
So, well, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Swerve's a babyface?
I'm pretty sure that Swerve and the New Level are supposed to be babyfaces.
How did he? No!
He turned babyface by bringing in the New Level.
What, he shook Jack Perry's hand at the end of Dynamite, and that was his babyface turn before the pay-per-view. That was the big angle that we missed.
Should I ask AI?
We didn't figure that one out.
It seems to be a popular gimmick. I'm going to ask AI.
Is Swerve Strickland...
It actually autofills for me. Is Swerve Strickland a face or a heel? According to AI, he is currently a heel.
Oh, see? Can you find out if Sean Strickland is a baby face or a heel, according to AI? It may depend on which one you ask. If you ask Grok, who knows?
Sean Strickland.
ChatGPT, he's a heel.
AI doesn't even know how to answer this. He's best described as a tweener.
Oh,
this thing claims.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't trust this whole AI thing. It's usually wrong, especially when it comes to pro wrestling. God. So anyway, that's the lineup for tonight.
No, you didn't even get through it. There's a tables match.
No, I didn't see the tables. What's the tables match?
What?
The Young Bucks match?
Kyle, yeah.
Oh, well, I mentioned the match.
Fletch and...
They've added AI.
Did you mention the main event?
Dude, I mentioned all of these. Will Ospreay, David Finlay, title eliminator.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Whew. What are you doing this weekend? You realize I have to go to Relentless all by myself this weekend because you're not going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be at MLW on Saturday in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Friday night, I'll be on Talkin' Shop Live, actually, also in Charleston, South Carolina, a real professional podcast type show they have there. And then Sunday, I will be at Produce 4. I forget which one it is, but the last stand at the White Eagle, Nightlife. Also before that, Dean, Action and Produce Dean. And tomorrow, actually, we'll have one of the head honchos of that show co-hosting because you will be on assignment. I'm sending you off.
Okay.
You're out of here.
All right.
The next stop is with Mike. And we're going to have Phil Schneider on.
Schneider's on tomorrow.
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I've been going around the horn, Tom, and I've been successfully defending this title. So, I mean, one of us is doing the work here, brother. I'll find out what happens Saturday night. I may put it on the line again. Yeah.
You can't put my title on the line.
I have been doing it successfully, so... I can do whatever I want. Yes, I am a fighting champion. Guanzan, thank you. Appreciate that. You hear this Mark Shapiro bloke? Do you hear what he said?
About what? Triple A?
TKO's
about
Mark
UFC,
Shapiro.
Zuffa boxing?
Was it some Goldman Sachs, something or other? And he was asked about compensation going into the future. He actually said... After our new deals with ESPN and Paramount Skydance, quote, we did resize our fighter and superstar pay comp, but that investors don't need to be worried about any increases since they're baked into our numbers and no further adverse impacts I was like, increases? Bro, you just went around and asked people to take a 55% pay cut. Now, you're, thank God you're making those investors feel better about potential increases. Has anybody, I'm sure some people have gotten some increases, but that's that. He said, we're front and center with UFC and Paramount. 25% of viewers that watch Paramount Plus also watch UFC. Is that right?
It seems like a high number.
25% of viewers that watch Paramount Plus also watch UFC. That can't be right.
I'm not asking AI, but I'm going to find out.
On WWE PLE performance on ESPN Unlimited, Shapiro said they are, quote, performing well, but soon will be doing, quote, much better, thanks to the YouTube TV agreement with ESPN.
Okay, a quarter of Paramount Plus's subscribers would be 20 million.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's 20 million people watching UFC? Uh-huh. Should we take that 25% number and attribute it to how AEW is doing on Max? I wonder how WWE would like that.
How many Hispanic households is that 20 million? Is that like 10?
I don't know.
15?
A lot.
Where are they getting these numbers from?
Like, everybody is just, you know, begging for YouTube TV. When people were, like, telling me, no one watches YouTube TV. Is that right? Yeah. It's the number one streaming cable service. Thank you. Regarding skepticism about WWE advertising revenue.
Why don't we think YouTube? Why don't we think Google? That's who owns it.
Any concerns couldn't be further from the truth, he said. So they claim they're doing great with ads. We're scoring on our family first message regarding WWE, he said. Attendance is a social currency. I love listening to these things. Back in a moment with the NXT report and more Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm behind the range. But that's what they did. They call me Big Bear John.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you want to hear a first world problem before we get into NXT? So, old Nick Khan, my bro, told The Varsity that creative plans for WrestleMania 43 have been decided. It's never been outside the U.S. or Canada. It's going to be in Riyadh. It's going to be a significant show. We're already across the creative. Of course, that's subject to any injury. But we're already across the creative. We've announced two shows from the MSG Theater. WrestleMania Saturday will have a watch-along party, followed by either NXT or AAA. The next day, MSG Theater watch-along, blah, 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 blah. We think ultimately the fans will go home happy. Yeah, I got a great idea, Nick. You know what helped? A date! When's WrestleMania next year? Anybody know? Nobody?
Mm. Well, when are the shows in New York?
Didn't give a date. So here's the deal, guys. This is a first world problem. I take one week-long vacation a year where I don't do any work for this show. A lot of times I go to Cannon Beach, I'll bring all this stuff, I'll do shows anyway. 1 week a year, 1 week every year, I don't do anything. So last year, my daughter had a bunch of friends from school. They all went on a cruise together. We had the time of our lives. And this year, everybody wants to go again. And I was like, oh man, that sounds awesome, as long as it's not Mania week. I got thinking, when is Mania week? Look it up. Hasn't been announced yet. There's no date for WrestleMania. So, like, what am I going to do now? If I book a cruise for us right now, it's going to be dirt cheap. The longer I wait, the more it's going to be. I can't book because, you know what? There's no way I can go on a cruise during Mania week. It's the biggest week of the year. I absolutely cannot go. And so I'm just sitting here like everybody else, twiddling my thumbs. They're already all booked. So no, I can't just like pick a different date. They're all going. Like everybody is going on a specific week, which I'm not going to mention, by the way, because God only knows. And so now I just sit here and I twiddle my thumbs waiting for WWE to announce a date for WrestleMania so that then I can try to make plans to do something with my family, not during Mania week. And guys, like, you know why this is happening, right? You know why there's no date for WrestleMania? Because they know that Tony is going to plan something for that week, and so they're going to wait as long as they can to make it as expensive as possible for this guy or whatever. It's just another way to try to screw with Tony. And now, all of us who want to make some plans for whenever, like, we can. So, yeah. It would be really nice to like get a date for WrestleMania, so like, you know, people could start making some plans for, hey, you know, maybe you want to go to Riyadh. I don't know, I don't, but yeah. So we just wait. No date for WrestleMania. Let's do NXT.
NXT on the CW opened up with a title match for the NXT Women's Championship between Kalani Jordan and Jada Parker. They did like a long walk through the hallway of the NXT arena while they played creepy music. And Thea Hale like told Jada Parker to go win the belt. And this match was fine enough. I don't feel like it hit any sort of next level at any point. Jada made a comeback, almost won a few times. She charged for a hypnotic near the corner. Kalani avoided it in the process, kind of pulled Jada back of her head first into the buckle, and then she hit her one-of-a-kind split-legged moonsault, got the win.
Clean pin.
Clean pin, and it was like, this feud's done, See you later. Immediately, Rensselaer runs in, beats down Kalani for taking out Kendall Gray. And then later on, she had a shirt on that said sidekick, and it was crossed off because Kalani had referred to her as a sidekick in the past. So it seemed like a more focused, intent, more serious Rensselaer.
I thought this was a pretty good match there by the end. Remember, wasn't it like 2024 where Shawn Michaels said this would be the year of Rensselaer? We're still waiting, brother.
It was the end of last year.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. She might get over by 2029.
She has been more focused on, for sure. She's a focal part of this show.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Noam Dar and Romeo Moreno wanted a shot. The Creed brothers.
Are you sure that's who they were? I thought their name was Yesterday. No? Okay. Literally, they can't put graphics on the screen to identify people, but they have a graphic that says Yesterday. For the whole segment, it was up there. I was dying. I was like, okay, anything else? No WrestleMania date? So guys are like, just don't book for March or April. Guys, did you not hear the story? My kids' friends are all going on the cruise, like five families. My kids want to go with them. And I have to tell them, sorry, kids, I don't know when Mania is. I don't know if we can go. I just sit here, just waiting, twiddling my thumbs.
That is a first world problem.
It is. I said that. I said that.
I'm agreeing with you. Why are you getting mad at me for agreeing with you?
Because you said it in that way.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Miles Bourne also sent Tavion a video message saying maybe he misjudged the situation with Heights. He's man enough to admit he was wrong. Maybe he listened to you. Maybe he listened to your review and recap of what was going on with Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights, and he said, you know what? This guy brought up a good point. Heights didn't
maybe
jump
he did.
From behind.
That'd be the first time.
So he said he wishes he could be there.
I brought up a good point, and they actually did it.
He wishes he could be there tonight by his side. Hank and Tank seemed to think that Miles was being genuine, and we saw more from them later on. We had Dar and Moreno take on the Creed brothers.
Dude, why don't they just let Julius shoot on people? Like, did you see him take out this idiot Romeo who decided he was going to try to wrestle him for the first 2 minutes? Holy smokes. That was worse than you and old judo. Golly.
No mention. I mean, Julius Creed was a assistant coach on The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
They ever mention that?
I don't think so.
No.
He wiped the mat with this guy, and it was awesome.
Yeah. This is the Creed brothers' first NXT match in nearly 3 years. Dar and Moreno had a ton of offense in this match. I thought they were awesome. They were all over the place, double team attacks.
Everybody looked great in this match.
Yeah. Things were going wild. Romeo fell on a pinfall after a Gnome back elbow. And then Brutus came off the top with the Brutus ball and crushed him to break the count. Brutus threw Dar into the wall on the floor. Julius leveled Moreno with a clothesline. They hit a sit out high times double spine buster and got the win. I got nothing bad. Not one bad word I can say about this match. Brutus's haircut. He's got like the most, God, what was that show I used to watch? Oh, God. There was a show with like the redneck.
So he has a mullet.
Chick. Yeah, but cool. It's killer.
All right.
I
saw some kid at the fair that had absolutely the worst mullet I've ever seen. his dad had to have done the haircut. He's like a blonde-haired kid, so he's got like thin hair, and his dad had like shaved only like halfway back and then like straight down. So he had this stringy. He looked like
Brutus Creed.
Yeah, I guess he did. It's terrible.
Philly and William Regal made some demands to the birthright. Lexus King was going to go fight Zilla Fatu, but Regal said, no, I know you could take him, but I have history with his dad, Umanga, and Charlie is the man for the job.
I pop for Umanga.
Yeah, an old throwback. And he told Charlie to bring back a piece of Zilla Fatu tonight. Then
this was the dumbest segment.
What
you
the
know
hell?
They have to do something stupid on every show, and this was beyond stupid.
How many times have we seen people attack people and just get away with it? How many times
on every show
we've seen people attack people on this very show and be rewarded?
Yes.
With title matches.
Yes.
On a regular basis. Stone has no clue what he's doing. He makes the wrong decisions all the time. He tells Rensselaer, because she attacked Kalani Jordan after the frickin' match. She didn't even stop the title. She could have attacked her during the match and ruined the title match. She let it go to a conclusion, and then she tried to get her revenge. That is too much for Robert Stone. He has no choice. No choice but to suspend Ren Sinclair.
I hate to say
her no choice, Brian.
I hate to say this, Tom, but Funk Monk actually made a good point. But they didn't mention this on the show. She did hit the referee. But Stone did not mention that when he suspended her. He didn't mention one thing about the referee.
She hit the referee, and the commentary does go, that's going to cost her later.
Yeah.
So they did bring attention to it. But who gives a damn? We see this all the time.
Dude, we see people kill multiple security persons on every show.
Oh, this guy sucks. Charlie Dempsey went to the ring, cut a babyface promo. The crowd is cheering him. He's talking about WWE bringing in athletes and not wrestlers. The crowd's like, yes, this rules. And then he had to be a heel. They're trying to recruit Zilla Fatu. Zilla came out. Hello! Said the majority of what Charlie had said was true. He might not be able to grapple with Charlie, but he can turn this mother up. He said his answer to joining the Birthright is once again, hello, more like, hell no. And then the Birthright beat the crap out of him. They gave him a quadruple team powerbomb through the table.
Yeah.
Somehow missed the table, hits his head right on the floor.
But nobody gets suspended for this.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nah, Raku did a promo saying that Shiloh Hill's own curiosity is going to lead to him experiencing every color of mist and every type of pain. You can just use a foreign object. We've got video footage of it everywhere. No suspension there.
Nope.
That's poison. He's using poison.
Yep. That's fine.
Rook, Sugars, and Tony D were backstage trying to get on the same page, whatever. Tavion Heights took on Jackson Drake for the NXT North America title. It was fine. I don't think the crowd was super into it. It went on a long time. Heights went for his finisher. Drake kicked him, almost got the win. Tavion with a German suplex on the apron. Drake with a sweet knee counter strike to Heights as he was going for an ankle pick on the injured left leg of Drake. And then Drake hit the 450, got the clean win, retained the title. Miles Bourne.
This match, and, God, I need hours to talk about this match. Like, here's another one. Is Jackson Drake a babyface?
No.
This guy got his foot injured, and he fights valiantly. Like, he's literally making a one-legged babyface comeback as a heel.
He's got no shoe on.
Against, I'm like, what are we doing here? And the crowd's like, you know, I thought the match, I don't know, man. Like,
crowd was dead.
Yeah, because like, they don't know what's going on. It's a heel out here with three other heels against one babyface. But, like, it's just bizarre.
Who's in a feud with another babyface,
yes,
apparently. Zarya did a promo. Izzy Dame interrupted, just what I was hoping for from the perch. Then Thea Hale interrupted as well. She got badmouthed by both of them. Her and Zarya went back and forth. Zarya asked her when she's going to learn. Thea said, the same time I'm going to learn is when you get over Soul. And Zarya headbutted her. Thea locked on the Kimura. Zarya tapped. Thea did the Macarena. And let's go right to the main event.
Yeah.
There's a couple other interview segments, but six-man main event winning team goes to a three-way next week with the winner of that facing Grayson Waller at Halloween Havoc. So the winning team was Tony D, Saquon Sugars, and Mason Rook as they got the win over EK Prosper. Cruz Montana clotheslined Keanu Carver over the top rope. They were on the same team. Prosper missed his moonsault. Tony D crushed him with a spear. Rook got a blind tag, grabbed a hold of Tony D, cannonballed him into the corner, and they got the win.
Back in a moment of Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984. Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So tomorrow, what do you got planned, Tom?
Tomorrow? Well, we're going to review this AEW Rebel Heart show, which should be, as I said, going to run the whole gamut of emotions, I'm sure. Sure there'll be some great wrestling and some very emotional segments. And I will be joined by one of the head honchos, of course, of the Dean shows. This Sunday, there will be a Dean show being put on by Action Wrestling and Produce Wrestling. So Phil Schneider from the old Death Valley Driver video review message board, the DVDVR, is going to be on. I mean, he does plenty of other stuff too, but so Phil Schneider will be joining us tomorrow.
All right, I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. We'll talk this Rebel Heart show tonight on Observer Radio for subscribers. WrestlingObserver.com for all of the podcasts and the Observers and everything else. You can also subscribe just for the audio. Video.f4wonline.com, which is YouTube, which obviously gets you the video as well. Spotify, f4wonline.com/Spotify. You can get audio and video, $9.99 a month. And Apple Podcasts as well, which is also $9.99 per month. So a lot of different ways to hear all of the audio, everybody. You should sign up. Got a lot of great stuff coming up.
You got an Tao account?
No. But I got Cameo, F4W Online. Grab yours today, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.